Governor Jerry Brown is among the high-profile state lawmakers that are headed down to Orange County in the next few weeks. He's going to be checking out a proposed veteran cemetery in Irvine at the site of the former El Toro Marine Corps Air Station, which is now the Orange County Great Park. The Irvine City Council already signed off on roughly $40 million for the cemetery, but the VA site requires matching funds from the state of California to be built. All this at an area once enveloped in public scandal. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Veterans have wanted this cemetery in Orange County for a long, long time. Of course, the one here in Los Angeles is full. There are other veteran cemeteries, though, that are close by, but not in Orange County. We're talking Riverside, San Diego County. So why this site in Orange County?
It makes sense, of course, because Orange County has a long, proud military history, used to have a lot of bases that have long closed, the most prominent of which was the El Toro Marine Air Corps Station. And but that said, Orange County is Orange County. If you have open land, why waste it on a cemetery when you could either build a boondoggle or build a bunch of housing on it? And so that's what happened, what has happened with the Great Park ever since it started getting proposed in the early 2000s. But once you had Sharon Quirk Silva, the assemblywoman from the Fullerton area, a couple years ago, she came in. And that became one of her big projects. She finally heard veterans groups and said, hey, you know, you have all this land here at the Great Park. It would make complete sense to put the Orange County's first ever veterans cemetery right there.
Now, remind us, because we're talking about the Great Park again. And when I think of Great Park, I think of some controversy from some, well, over many years. What has changed there so far? And much was sold to the private developer of this park, right?
Yes, 5 points. So long, long, long story short, Great Park was supposed to be our version of Central Park. It hasn't become that. Instead, you're getting thousands of housing units being built by 5 points, which bought a big chunk of that El Toro Marine base at an auction with the Navy. Now, their problem with having a cemetery there in the Great Park is they say it's going to bring down property values. And specifically, there's a contingent of homeowners who are saying this. These are Chinese nationals, Chinese from China who are coming in and buying a lot of that housing. They say it's bad feng shui. You know, although toward that argument, I would ask the people over in Westwood how bad the feng shui has been for their property values.
All right. So what is 5 Points' proposal? What is the developer saying about all this?
So 5 Points wants to swap property. So they own some property in the El Toro Y near where the 5 and the 405 freeways meet. And they say, we'll give you that land if you give us that Great Park land. And hey, it's a win-win situation. There's going to be a veteran cemetery in Irvine. And of course, veterans groups and Sharon Quirk Silva, Assemblywoman Quirk Silva, are saying, why should we do that? Why do we want to put our veterans, when we could put them at former military land, put them right next to the 405-5 interchange that has no significance for them whatsoever.
Are there any options for this? I mean, has the county gone in any other direction in putting this cemetery?
We know that everyone wants a cemetery. That much we could agree upon. The Irvine City Council recently said that they're going to put up $38 million towards construction at the Great Park site, but that they're also going to start exploring options for the 405-5 freeway site as well. And of course, all of this, though, is contingent on the state giving millions of dollars to help towards the funding. That's why Jerry Brown and I think Assembly Member Rendon is also going to be down there to just see what's going on and hopefully be able to help out finally create a veteran cemetery in Orange County.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.